Jayaradha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivananda Pijanna Vallabha Girivana Dari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dari Sora Nandana Bhaja Janna Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Atira Vanachari Yamuna Atira Vanachari Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Janna Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Janna Ranjana Yamuna Atira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad Paramahansa Prayva Jakacharya Astatur Sata Shishimad, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Gaudiya Vaishnava Ki Jai. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. So, today being the last Sunday that we're going to do Dhamma Dharashtika, I thought we might have some discussion about Dhamma Dharashtika. So I'm going to speak on this wonderful prayer by Satyavrata Muni. It's beautiful, this prayer. So we'll read this first one here and just speak on it as we're going through. So in this verse, prayer, he says, to the Supreme Controller who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokul, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yasoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. So the first thing he points out here is that Krishna, he's the Supreme Controller. Now there's many controllers in this world. We're also controllers. We can control a little bit. Right? We can control a little bit. But Krishna, he's the Parameshwara, means he's the supreme controller. So there's some things that we can't control, but that doesn't mean they're not controlled by somebody. So Krishna, he's the supreme controller. And devotees like to be controlled by Krishna. Therefore, devotees do things that are pleasing to Krishna. Just like we're having Artik here, we're singing the names of Krishna. Krishna, he likes us. He likes it when we offer food to him out of love. So many things that he likes us to do, and therefore devotees do them. There's a statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravana, Maturava, Sri Matura, Shudhaya Sevan. These are the five things that please Krishna the most. The first thing is association with other devotees. Just like what we're doing right now, this is Sadhu Sangha. We're associating with devotees. So this means that we're getting an opportunity to advance in Krishna consciousness. Hearing about Krishna. Yeah. So sadhu sangha is very important. Because with this sadhu sangha, also our faith in Krishna increases. And this helps us to become very healthy spiritually. A lot of people have faith in other things. You know, they have faith in materialism or faith in so many things. So to have faith in Krishna means one is very healthy spiritually. So sadhu sangha nam kirtan, to chant the names of Krishna, helps us to advance, because the name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different. Krishna is absolute. So his name, his form, his pastimes, this is all absolute. So when you see the Prabhupada said, when you chant the names of Krishna, Krishna is dancing on your tongue and purifying. Just like this pastime of Damodar, this is where Krishna, he's engaged in stealing. Krishna likes to steal butter. You know? One of his pastimes. Krishna doesn't have to steal anything. He owns everything. But this is pleasing to the gopis. So there's many pastimes. Also, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, actually this pastime of Krishna stealing butter, this is in Mahavan, before he went to Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan also, so many pastimes. So there was one Kaliya serpent who was causing so much disturbance. So Krishna, he killed this demon by dancing. Actually, he didn't kill him. He actually humbled him. So he danced on his hoods, and when he danced on his hoods, all the poison came out of this snake. So Srila Prabhupada said, when we're chanting the names of Krishna, Krishna's dancing on the tongue, and he's removing all the poison from the heart. You know, the lust, the greed, the anger, the envy, the illusion, the madness. We're getting cleansed by chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And every time we chant the names of Krishna, we're getting more purified. So just now, we just chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, we got more purified. So the more we chant the names of Krishna, the more the poison is coming out, the more we're getting purified. So yeah, a lot of people are into controlling. You know, people think that I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the proprietor. But Krishna's actually the enjoyer, he's the proprietor, he's the controller. Although we do like to control. There's one friend of mine, he was distributing our books. Our main activity in ISKCON actually is book distribution. It's a very emphasized activity in our society. We've distributed over 500 million books so far on the planet. So that's a good number of books. So one friend of mine, he was distributing books, and he asked this one person he was speaking to, so what kind of work do you do? And this person replied, he was from Germany. He said, I am the controller. Okay. Are you a good controller? He says, yeah, I'm a good controller. So people like to control. But devotees want to be controlled by Krishna. And Krishna also likes to be controlled by his devotees, as we're seeing in this pastime. Yeah. It's amazing, wonderful pastime. So here it goes on to say that his glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokul, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters. And who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yasoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord Sri Damodari R, from my humble obeisances. Then he goes on to say, upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful, and his breathing quick, and his mother Yasoda bound his belly with ropes. He shivered in fright, and his pearl necklace shook. To the Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, who is bound with his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. So this stealing of butter by Krishna gives great, great pleasure to the residents of Vrindavan. There was one time where Krishna, he was stealing butter in one house, and the male resident of the house caught him stealing butter. And he said, "You're a thief. Stop, you're a thief. Don't steal." And Krishna replied to him, "I'm not a thief. You're a thief." Because actually everything belongs to Krishna. So if someone takes something for their own pleasure, then what is that? That's a thief. So actually everything belongs to Krishna. So what can Krishna steal? Everything belongs to him. Right? So he can't steal anything. Right? But these are very pleasurable pastimes. There's one instance where Krishna, he went into a house with his friends to get butter. And when they went in the house, they noticed that there was an elderly gopi laying on the couch, sleeping. So Krishna said to the other cowherd boys, "Shh, she's sleeping. Be quiet." Actually, she wasn't sleeping. She was just laying down resting. But when she heard Krishna saying like that to his friends, she smiled. You know, she's appreciating Krishna's going and taking butter. So this is actually, these activities are actually relished by the devotees. So many times in these prayers, we're going to hear how Krishna, he was very fearful. He was afraid. But he's God. He can't be afraid of anything. So he would act. He's a very good actor, actually, Krishna. He would act. He would actually, tears would come, and he would be very, he would feign fearfulness. He's a very good actor. So there's one instance where Krishna, he was being fed by Mother Yasoda. And Mother Yasoda at that time was also boiling some milk. So she had to go away and take care of the milk. And then Krishna called her again, "I want to eat, come." Yeah. So she's again feeding Krishna. And then again the milk is boiling, so she had to put Krishna down. And she took care of the milk, the boiling milk. So Krishna got angry. He got very angry. And he broke the pot of yogurt with a rock. And then he went around, he put his footprints in it, and he's just making a big mess. Yeah? And then he left, knowing that he's going to be in trouble for this. So when Mother Yasoda came back, she saw, "Oh, look at this. Look what this boy has done, this naughty boy." So Krishna, he's running away, and she's looking for him, and she finds him, and she's running after him. She's got a stick. So he's running away, and she's telling, "Stop, stop, Krishna, stop, stop running." Krishna shouts back at her, "I'll stop running when you put that stick down. Put the stick down, and I'll stop running." But she didn't put the stick. She's still running after him. So she's, you know, Krishna's fast, you know, He's God. He's quick. Yeah. So she still got the stick. And then he says, "When you put this stick down, I'll stop." So she threw the stick down. And he stopped. She said, "Now I'm going to punish you. You know, you can't do this. You know, breaking butter pots and stealing butter and so many things you're doing. So you have to be punished for this. So I'm going to tie you up." So she got some rope. She told she's a queen of Vrindavan, so she told her servants, "Go get some rope." So they brought back some rope, and she was tying him up. And it was two fingers too short. So she told the ladies, "Go get some more rope. Some more." So they brought back more rope from the house. And now the other gopis of Vrindavan, they were watching this. And they were amazed that Mother Yasoda had already gotten so much rope. And he has a little belly. He's not very big. But still, not enough rope. So the lady said, Mother Yasoda, can't you see? You can't tie him up. This boy, he's a special boy. And she said, no, I'm going to tie him up. If I have to get all the rope in Vrindavan, I'm going to tie him up. So she tells the other ladies, bring some of your rope from your homes. Yeah. So they bring more rope. Still too short. Mystical. Krishna, he is the master of all mystics. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurjara, Tatra Shi Vijayobudhya, Jivani Tira Matira Mama. This is Krishna. Wherever there's Krishna, wherever there's Arjuna, there's extraordinary beauty, there's victory, there's strength, and morality. So Krishna is the master of all mystics. So finally, Krishna, seeing her determination, she's doing her duty, seeing her determination to do her service, he decides, okay, tie me up. So he let her tie him up. But the acharyas, they say that there's these two fingers that were too short, that made it too short for them to tie up. They represent the determination of the devotee and the mercy of Krishna. Yes. If we're determined to please Krishna, to serve Krishna, then Krishna will help us. Yeah. But we have to be very determined to serve Krishna. It's not an easy thing to serve Krishna with a pure heart, with a desire to simply please Him. Very difficult. So one has to be sincere and serious. Sincere means genuine, a genuine desire to please Krishna. And serious means thoughtful. We're very thoughtful. This process of Krishna consciousness, it's a very deep process. It's actually simple for those who are simple. Not simple heart, not simple in the sense of not educated, but simple hearted. Yeah. The process is just chant the names of Krishna, read the books, engage in some devotional service. It's not difficult. But it can be very complicated for those who are complex themselves. Sometimes we make the process too difficult for ourselves. So we have to be very determined. And the mercy of Krishna. We have to pray for the mercy of Krishna. Nayam Adma Pravachayena Labdo Namedya Nabuhuna Shutena. That Krishna cannot be attained by those who are very learned scholars or those who give very nice erudite lectures on the scriptures, nor even by those who hear about Krishna. But he can be attained only by those persons whom he chooses. So then one may ask, well, who does he choose? Who does Krishna choose? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam sarat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upiyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to me and who worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. But Krishna wants to see that constant devotion. This is the key to attaining pure devotional service. So, the next verse here says, those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokul in pools of ecstasy. Amazing, huh? These devotees were so fortunate. They were drowning in pools of ecstasy. He's very poetic here. Satyavrata Muni, very poetic. Drowning, wouldn't you like to drown in pools of ecstasy? Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, so this is what happens when we get closer and closer and closer to Krishna. Speaking of being closer, more people are going to come. Can you, those of you that are there, come forward a little bit? Because I think more people are going to come. Yeah, it's filling up a little. That's generally what happens. Yeah, as we get closer to prasadam, more and more people come. Yeah. So, yeah, this is what happens. We actually become, we start drowning in pools of ecstasy. And what is the nature of the soul? Eternality, knowledge, and bliss. This is our nature. It's unnatural for us to not be completely in bliss, completely in a happy state of mind. It's unnatural to not have the knowledge of the absolute truth, to not understand our eternal position. This is unnatural. So this process of Krishna consciousness simply means that we're going back to our natural position of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. So this is something to look forward to. Drowning in pools of ecstasy. Something to look forward to. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayan and Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. Now in some of the dharmic traditions, such as Sikhism and Jainism and also Buddhism, there's a lot of awe and reverence. Also in Abrahamic beliefs, there's a lot of awe and reverence. A lot of respect and awe and reverence. But in this process, Vaishnavism, there's rasa. There's rasa. Where you can have such an intimate relationship with God that you can be his friend. Or as it's here stated, you can be Krishna's mother. Or you can be Krishna's father. Or a conjugal relationship. So in Vaishnavism, you have a lot of variety, wonderful, beautiful, amazing variety of relationships that you can have with Krishna. And all the relationships that we find here in this world are perverted reflections of that relationship with Krishna. Just like here we have parental and there's friendship and there's conjugal relationship. So that's all originating in Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna and his devotees. And we have something called Siddha Swarup. We have our original position with Krishna. And by this awakening of Krishna consciousness, eventually that Siddha Swarup comes out. And when we go back to the spiritual world, that original Siddha Swarup will be there in our relationship with Krishna. So here he says, I'm conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. So Krishna can become overwhelmed. I mean, he's God. How could you overwhelm God? The only thing that can overwhelm God is love, which is also, by the way, the most attractive feeling in this world. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants to be loved, right? Anybody here not want to be loved? We all want to be loved, and we all want to love, right? So the spiritual world, that's what it's permeated with love. Love for Krishna. And Krishna's love for all the residents of Goloka Vrindavan. And even here, Krishna expresses his love for us. He comes and he speaks this Bhagavad Gita for our benefit. He sends his pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Such a great Vaishnava. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so many great Vaishnavas are being sent to us by Krishna to help us develop this love once again, to help us understand who we are once again. So this is the kindness of Krishna. So the fourth one is, O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. So this is here Satyavrata Muni is expressing his detachment from anything else. He doesn't want anything else but service to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also says, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundaring, kavitang va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani ishre, bhavatad bhakti ahaiti ki tvai. He says, I don't want wealth. Practically everybody in the world wants wealth, right? And this is practically what people worship, money. Just like previously, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, the biggest buildings in a city or a village was always the church or the temple. Because that was what was most important. That was what was most valuable to the people in the city or the village. But now, what are the biggest buildings in the cities? Banks. Right? Money. The honey. Right? Money is the honey. Everybody wants money. I think if I have money, then I'll be happy. But no. Money doesn't bring love. What's that song? The Beatles, you can't buy me love. No. No amount of money can bring love. No. So Lord Chaitanya says, I don't want wealth. What do they say, that money is the root of all evil? Actually, it's not. We don't say that. We also use money in the service of Krishna. But for that purpose, we use it in the service of Krishna. If we use it for our sense gratification, then we become bound. We become bound, more bound to the material nature. Unfortunately, people, they want more and more money. They think they can't have enough money. Yeah. Such an illusion. But you can't have enough love for Krishna. I'll tell you a nice little story of Krishna. When he left Vrindavan, he went to Mathura. And when he went to Mathura, he saw many different personalities. And one of the personalities that he met was Sudama, a garland maker. And this Sudama was such a great devotee of Krishna. He had so much love for Krishna. Krishna was so pleased with him that Krishna said to Sudama, I'll give you anything you want. Just ask. Now, what would you say if Krishna were to come to you? I'll give you anything you want. What would you say? Well, I'll tell you what Sudama said. He said, Sopi vavre chalam bhaktim tasmani vaki lamani tad bhakteshu chasavadam bhutesu cha dayam payam. And these are the three things that we should want. He said, the first thing I want, Krishna, is love for you, devotion for you, which is very interesting because he already had so much devotion for Krishna that Krishna said, I'll give you anything you want, which means he was so pleased with this Sudama. So Sudama wanted more devotion. He wanted more love. So you can't have too much love. It's unlimited. Isn't that nice? The most wonderful thing that we're all searching for in a relationship with Krishna, it increases unlimitedly. Isn't that beautiful? This is real love. There's no decrease. In the material world, people get married And apparently there's some love there, but then after some time, then there's divorce. So what happened to the love? It wasn't love. Real love has no end. It just gets better and better and better. More and more. More and more love. So this is the nature of real love. There's lust and there's love. Atmanje priti vanti bandali palikam krishnanje priti icha dari premanam. That love means to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Lust means the desire to satisfy our own senses. Which we're not, by the way. We're not these senses. We're not this body. We're the soul within. So we're trying to satisfy something that we aren't. If you're trying to satisfy your senses, you're trying to satisfy something that you aren't. Because we're not the senses. We're not the body. We're the soul within. But if you satisfy the senses of Krishna, then that's a real connection. This is yoga. Yoga means connection with Krishna. That brings unlimited pleasure, that connection. So Lord Chaitanya says, Nadhanam, Najanam. I don't want followers. I don't want money. I don't want followers. A lot of people want followers also. People to praise them, to look up to them. Nasundaring. I don't want a beautiful wife. All the men want a beautiful wife. Right? But Lord Chaitanya says, no. This won't bring happiness. The only thing that brings happiness is unmotivated, uninterrupted desire to serve Krishna. This brings the pleasure of the soul. So continuing with this prayer, my only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. So there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Satang basangang mamavirya sangbado bhavanti vidkarna rasayanakata tadyosanat asva bhavargarvartmani shadharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. That devotees of the Lord take great happiness in hearing about Krishna in the association of other devotees. And this is very pleasing to the ear and to the heart. And by this hearing in the association of other devotees about Krishna, one gains great faith in Krishna. One gains a taste. Shraddha ratir. Ratir means you get a taste. You want to serve Krishna. You want to please Krishna. You want to go out of your way to do things that are pleasing to Krishna. You want to come to the temple. Shraddha ratir bhakti. And ultimately, we attain love for Krishna by this hearing about Krishna in the association of other devotees. So this is very powerful. Hearing Bhagavad Gita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing the prayers of the great Vaishnavas like this Satyavrata Muni, this is very cleansing, very powerful. So the next one here. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Madhya Soda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. So the greatest opulence that we can have is to have pure knowledge and pure devotion for Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada's name is Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti means devotion, Vedanta means knowledge. So before Srila Prabhupada came to America, he was printing books and magazines, and he had no money. no money. He had, you know, maybe a couple dhotis and a couple of kurtas, old dhotis or old kurtas, old clothes. Didn't know where his next dime was going to come from. Very poor. But he was actually the richest person on the planet. He had so much opulence. He had so much opulence because he had so much devotion and so much knowledge. And he wanted to share that. That's why he was doing so much writing. Yeah. So when he came to America, he had nothing. There was an article in the Times magazine of the 10 most successful people that became successful after the age of 60. And Prabhupada was one of them. But actually, if they would have had an article of those who made it after 70, Prabhupada, actually, he started this movement after 70. So he'd probably be number one. He had nothing, but then at the age of 70, what are people doing at the age of 70? You're retiring. Everybody retires. 70 years old, finished, over. Sit, you know, lay back, just take it easy. Not Prabhupada. That's when he started. It's like amazing. And he became a multi-millionaire. All the temples around the world and vehicles and bank accounts and so much. So much. Yeah. All for Krishna. So he's very opulent. With devotion, with knowledge. This is real opulence. Not to have a big house. So what is a big house? It's some stones. Right? Big house, just some stones, some paint, some pipes. What's that? That's not opulence. But if you have knowledge, if you have devotion, that's opulence. People think, oh, it's opulence to have a Rolls Royce car or Mercedes Benz or BMW, but what is it? It's just steel, some tin, some paint, some plastic. This is not opulence. So this process is meant to help us become really opulent by attaining knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of who we are, knowledge of who Krishna is, knowledge of the process of how to attain the highest goal. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now is the time to inquire into the absolute truth. So many people are inquiring. Not only people, birds. Birds are going out. Where's the food? And the squirrels are running. Where's the food? There's so many questions. So many questions. People are going around in their cars. Where's more money? Questions. So many questions. But the best question, Srila Prabhupada said, an intelligent person will ask three questions. Most important questions. Who am I? What's the goal of life? What happens at the time of death? So who are we? We're spirit soul. This body's going to die. We're not going to die. We're going to continue on according to our karma. We're the architects of our future. According to how we live this life, we're creating our future. So if we become pure, if we become normal, pure means normal. As long as we're impure, we're not normal. When we become normal, pure servants of Krishna, then at the end of the life, we go back to Krishna. Yeah. So this is the goal, to go back to our normal position of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. Yeah. So going on, he says, O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow. Now this is interesting. Previously he was drowning in an ocean of nectar. Now he says, I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow. And I'm almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me. Uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision. So this is a little contradictory. Here he's saying, I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow. This is the humility of a devotee. He's actually very happily engaged in the service of Krishna. But he says, I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow, almost like a dead man. So a devotee doesn't think that he's a devotee. He's very humble. He's always trying to become a devotee. It's not easy to be a devotee of Krishna, but it's possible. And because of that humility, he never thinks that he's always trying to achieve that goal of becoming a devotee. Humility. Humility is the crown jewel of devotional service. And therefore, in this verse, or after this, actually, just before this, Nadanam, Najanam, Lord Chaitanya says, Trinadapi Sunichina, Tarorapi Hishna, Amanina, Manidina, Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others without desiring respect for oneself. In such a state of mind, one can always chant the names of Krishna. Yeah. So wouldn't it be a much more beautiful world if everybody had this consciousness that I'm not such a big guy? Yeah, I'm insignificant. I'm just a small soul, servant of God. Yeah. So nice, huh? There wouldn't be any violence or wars, racism. So many problems are because of this bodily conception of life. And when people become free of this bodily conception of life, then they become so, so happy, so satisfied. So continuing. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Madhya Yasoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva, and Nalakuvera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. So this is the blessing that such a Vrata Muni wants. I just want to be your devotee. Please allow me to be your devotee. So we should also pray like that. Please allow me to be a devotee. Oh, I mentioned this. I'll go back. I mentioned to you about this devotee, Sudama. He asked for three things. I mentioned one thing, right? He asked for devotion. Then he asked for friendship with the devotees. You see, if you have devotion for Krishna, but you don't have friendship with the devotees, it's not so good. Because the devotees are all very dear to Krishna. Everyone is dear to Krishna, but especially the devotees are very dear to Krishna. So that's something else we can pray for, is friendship with the devotees. And the last thing he prayed for was compassion for all living entities. Compassion. Now, if you have these three things, compassion for all living entities, friendship with the devotees, and devotion for Krishna, you're set. You made it. And Srila Prabhupada, he had all this to an abundant degree. So much compassion he had. He went to New York City practically knowing nobody. No money, knowing nobody. But he had such compassion. Just like in the Bible it says, your cuppeth runneth over. Yeah. So Prabhupada's devotion runneth over. So much devotion that he wanted to share it. And many devotees took advantage of that. Yeah. And still, because of the books being distributed, so many millions of people around the world are still taking advantage of the association of Srila Prabhupada. Because there's one statement by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die while still living in sound. The Vaishnavas die while living. The Vaishnavas die and living spread the holy name around. So the devotees live on in their words. So Prabhupada's living in his books. The knowledge is there. So it's actually by reading Prabhupada's books, you're associating with Srila Prabhupada very intimately. Because he said, everything is in my books. It's all there. So this is the last one, if there's any question. Oh Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which is bound with a rope by Mother Yasoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes. Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki. Is there any question or comment that anybody has? Yes. Microphone is coming.
I just like to make one simple comment. You said money and honey. Although money doesn't give you guarantee for satisfaction or happiness, money definitely plays an important role in life. There's a saying, money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. If you don't have money, nobody wants to wear honey. And there are two types of honey. One is a liquid honey, for which you don't have to spend a lot of money. Spend a little money, buy the liquid honey, drink it. The next day it will get out from your body. But to keep your two-legged honey, you have to spend a lot of money. No money, no honey.
Yes, money is necessary. Just like we have this temple here, and we need money. Therefore, we have a donation box. If anybody wants to put any money, any honey, in the donation box, you're welcome, because we need money to maintain. And all of you, you have your families, you have your homes, you have to pay your bills. Money is necessary. But the problem is that people want too much. Too much. There's so many millionaires, there's billionaires. People hoard. They want more money. More and more. But so there's a statement by in the Isopanishad, Isavasham Idangasar Kincha Jagat Janjagat, Chena Chak Chena Bunjita Magrudha Kashyasvid Dhanam. That everything that exists is owned and controlled by Lord Krishna. Therefore, we should only accept that which we actually need as our quota and not accept more, knowing well to whom everything belongs. So everything belongs to Krishna. We have a quota. We need certain, food, we need a place, we need a roof over our head, might need some transportation. But this hoarding, getting too much, this is unnecessary. I heard that the 100 wealthiest people on the planet have the amount of money that all the people in Brazil have. There's 200 million people in Brazil. The 100 wealthiest people have the amount of money of all the people, 200 million people. So they're hoarding, just ridiculous. Yeah. So this is what is discouraged. Get your quota, but if you have extra, there's a donation box over here. Krishna will be pleased. Anything else?
This is a short question. But the pastime that we're celebrating in Kartik is about Mother Yashoda and her relationship with Krishna and her pure love for Krishna. So, but often devotees say, Jai Radha Damodar. So where is Radharani in this pastime?
Mm. Well, Krishna, he's worshipped as Damodar. And wherever there's Krishna, there's Radharani. Wherever there's Krishna, there's not Yasoda. Because Yasoda's there in Vrindavan. But Radharani is always there with Krishna, either in remembrance or personally there. So, thank you. Okay, anything else? Okay, I think there's going to be prasadam now.
Yes, so Hare Krishna. So just quick, We'll do a short bhajan kirtan. So as we're seated, we'll chant the Lord's holy name for 10 minutes. But I want to say thank you very much to Vijay Prabhu for his wonderful class. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.